The fund was added to ease concerns raised by rural lawmakers, but hospital leaders in the most vulnerable states are skeptical that it will offset the losses they'll face in the coming years. The first $25 billion of the fund is expected to be distributed equally among all states. The federal government will then decide how to distribute the other half. Cindy Samuelson of the Kansas Hospital Association says there are still a lot of questions about how the money will be divided.
Don't get me wrong, I think Kansas hospitals are appreciative of any support they can get, but this would only be temporary and not yet determined how and who would benefit.
The Rural Health Fund will expire in 5 years. I'm Molly Ashford, Harvest Public Media.